This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in July of this year. I'm talking about no other than Dark Pulse Inc., and you can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol DPLS. And with us today is the chairman and CEO. He's going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Dennis O'Leary. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Everett. Good to be back on. I appreciate it.
You know, since the last time that you were on the show back in July, you guys have done a lot of things. The one thing I want to talk about is the press release that you guys put out on September the 10th. Give me a little bit of the bullet points, if you would, on the Optolin press. I think that you hired a vice president from sales and marketing from Rolls Royce and brought her on your team. I think her name is Carrie Williams. And my question to you is, why her? Why now?
It was in the works of some time at Optolin. Marketing, obviously, very important. And the connections through Rolls-Royce. You know, Rolls-Royce, everybody understands the automobiles. There's a huge aerospace and defense section and aviation section to Rolls-Royce. And those are the types of industries that we're looking to get into as well in terms of Dark Pulse's monitoring systems. So from a marketing perspective, just a huge, huge addition to the company. And of course, like I say, just the relationship with Rolls-Royce and her experience over the years. You know, it just made sense, and it was something that we talked with Optolin for some time, and we just decided to go forward and bring her on board.
Now, Optolin is a subsidiary of Dark Pulse, is that correct?
Yeah, so we, I believe it was August the 10th is the official date, we purchased 100% of Optolin, and they are our subsidiary, yep.
Tell my listeners, for the ones that are maybe just joining the show or just coming on recently and following you guys in the last month or two, what's so special about that company? Why did you acquire them, and what do they do?
So, it was a work in progress. It took a lot of back and forth, but we finally got to an agreement with them. Optolin is very similar to Dark Pulse. I guess the difference is they don't own a fiber sensor system. They're more of a system integrator. They've installed on thousands of kilometers of pipeline, thousands of kilometers of rail. They're in satellite communications. There's some fiber assets that the company owns in the UK. Just all around, just a real top-notch company in terms of where I wanted to take Dark Pulse. And it was just bolting on capabilities and market share, literally overnight by acquiring them.
Certifications. You guys put out a press release, I believe, on September 23rd. One, you got reinserted on your on the ISO 9001, also on the ISO 14001. But you got new certification on the 45001. Bring us up to speed. What does that mean to you guys?
Yeah, so that 45,000 level is extremely difficult to achieve. It's actually based through Lloyd's in the UK. Very
wow.
Hard to achieve. Something the team's worked on for over a year, actually. And, it talks to not just the dedication in terms of, ISO certification. It also talks to the financial strength of the company itself. And these are the types of certifications you need when you're looking at major infrastructure projects. And I'm talking in the hundreds, multiple $100 million size contracts. If you don't have these certifications in place, you're just not a player in that space.
Yep.
It's not going to happen.
Absolutely.
So again, getting this new certification, just a monumental task. And, we have to definitely tip our hat to the team in the UK. I mean, they worked hard to get it in the door, and here we are. It's really incredible.
you know, for every CEO, some of the obstacles is creating strategies. What is your new strategy or your strategy moving forward, and any more acquisitions in the future for you guys?
Yeah, so we will finish up the Teradata as planned. I believe it was October 1. What's funny, we had to kind of space these things out. The accounting and the auditors, we were kind of overwhelming them because of the review process that you have to go through. So we'll get Teradata in the door as planned. There is a couple of other acquisitions that we're right in the middle of that we're going to announce shortly. This brings us, again, market share and capability, and I think more importantly, buying power. And I'll just mention one briefly. In terms of our system, about 65% of the cost of the installation of the system is the fiber optic cable. So we're looking at acquiring a fiber optic cable manufacturing company, and we hope to get that through the door and announce that very shortly as well, too. So again, as we're looking at building the business, you know, what assets do we want to acquire that, again, help with buying power, give us market share, and more importantly, get us the revenue? And that's really what's been driving me and the company for the last few months, is to bring revenue into the door.
You know, people and investors always want to talk about stock price and structure, share structure, if you will. You guys are a little bit light on revenues. Do you see that changing in the next two or three quarters?
Yeah, so we will be posting revenue for quarter three. I can't talk to exact numbers, but Q3 will definitely, there will be revenues, considerable revenues in quarter three. And again, back to my original shareholder letter, quarter four, we'll see some substantial contracts coming in the door as well.
And the share structure, where are we at on that?
So, I know a lot of people, the word buyback comes up quite a bit. So again, my philosophy, revenue through the door, that helps with the share structure.
Yep.
And then I have to say that, there are some difficulties. It's not impossible, but being over the counter and any level of over the counter OTC, QB, what have you, there's a lot of restrictions around share buybacks. But I believe by November, when we have our event in Las Vegas, we're going to announce something related to share buyback, and it's going to be a case by case basis. So yes, we're interested in doing a share buyback. We're looking at the regulations to be OTC. You know, what do we need to do in terms of performing the share buybacks? And then, of course, looking at the market. What does the share price look like? And then, more importantly, the aspect of revenues and having the revenues to actually buy the shares back. So I would say it's on the horizon. We're definitely looking at it. There's just, again, a couple of hurdles that we need to look at in terms of being over the counter. But the share buyback, definitely of interest.
Dennis, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
It's been a heck of a journey. I put out, two shareholder letters and an update. You'll see that, for almost the last year now, we've never missed a single date. Everything you said we were going to do, we've done. I'm actually looking forward to November to have some interesting announcements at the shareholders event in Las Vegas. The future for the company is just amazing. Like I said, my plan is to build world's largest infrastructure company. Again, if you look over the last few weeks, And with the plans up for the future, we're going to hit that goal.
If you're looking for a great technology company to get on the ground floor, their stock's trading around 10.9 to 11.2 cents, take a look at Dark Pulse, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol DPLS. And Dennis, you are absolutely correct about that. Every time you've been coming on my show, you say we're going to do XYZ. You've done XYZ. You keep on blocking. You keep on tackling. And, I'm a fan of what you guys are doing out there. Hopefully you come back on my show in the next 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Yeah, I think in the next 40 or 50 days, there'll be some more updates that will definitely be interesting. And, I just appreciate the opportunity to be able to get on here and talk to everybody.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.